Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of Adhan. Today's hadith. Abi Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha nudiya bis salati adbar ash-shaytan walahu furatun hatta la yasma' at-ta'zim, fa idha qudiya an-nida aqbala hatta idha thuwiba lis salati adbara hatta idha qudiya at-tathwibu aqbala حتى يخطر بين المرء ونفسه يقول اذكر كذا واذكر كذا لما لم يذكر من قبل حتى يظل الرجل ما يدري كم صلى متفق عليه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the adhan is given, when the call of salah is made, shaitan retreats. Hadith says adbara. Adbara means to turn one's back and to retreat. So yeah, she says shaitan retreats, and it explains to what an extent he retreats when azan is given. He moves away from there, he runs away from there. You remember one of the explanations we did before is that when a person, not explanation, but one of the, under the explanation of one of the hadith we did, the person moves into a house, and it is encouraged to read Surah Baqarah. It is encouraged also to call out the adhan in the homes. In other words, in the four corners of the home, call out the adhan. One of the effects of calling out the adhan is it wards away all the jinnat. It wards away all the shayateen. Anyway, continuing with this hadith, that when the adhan is given, shaitan retreats. And the hadith is explaining in such a way, he retreats, he passes wind so that he does not hear the call of the adhan. We'll explain this just now. So he turns, he retreats, he runs away, and he passes wind so that he does not hear the call of the adhan. When the call is completed, when the adhan is finished, he returns to the place where the salah is performed. So he returns until the iqama is made. When the iqama is given, shaitan retreats again. When the iqama is now completed, he returns to whisper to the person. Think of this, think of that, regarding that which he had not thought of previously, until the person does not know how many rakats he has performed. So when iqama is given, again he retreats. And now when the salah starts, shaitan now comes and he whispers into the ears of the people that are reading salah. They think of this, think of that. Person doesn't even know how many rakats a person is reading. So now the question that will come to our mind, how come shaitan, we know the salah is even more superior than azan. How come when salah is being performed, shaitan is there, but when azan is called out, that shaitan is running away? Ulama explains, give a few examples or a few explanations, is that there is great awe and grandeur in the words of adhan. This is a proclamation of tawheed. We explain that adhan has tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then it has risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Person is proclaiming the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next thing that it has about akhirat, it has about the year after, the life after death. When speaking about hayya ala al-falah, come to that ultimate success, not only success of this world. This is not success. Success, real success, is success, being successful in this world and the year after. So because of the power that shaitan, because the power that adhan has in it, shaitan now is overawed and he retreats. The next explanation is given, that adhan as well as iqama is an invitation to the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan is unable to match it. This call that shaitan has got towards all evil can't match the call of adhan. There is no match at all. Therefore, shaitan can't stay there. He can't manage to stay there. Therefore, he retreats. Due to the power and the strength of the adhan and the iqama, shaitan flees from there. The next explanation ulama give is that shaitan does not want to testify in favor of any person on the day of Qiyamah who had called out the adhan. Such a high reward there is for the muazzin. So shaitan does not want to testify in favor of the muazzin. So therefore he runs away from the place where adhan is called out. Next explanation is given is that adhan and iqama are Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Hence they are a form of divine radiance, while shaitan is nothing but darkness. And the two cannot mix. The effect of that high level of radiance, it is being given when the adhan is called out, shaitan can't match it. It is complete darkness. So therefore he runs away from there. These are some of the explanations why shaitan runs away when the adhan is given. Now another question may come to our mind, the hadith says, حتى لا يسمع التأذين وله ضرات حتى لا يسمع التأذين. What is meant by this? Ulama give an explanation, is that due to the speed that he runs away, he cannot control himself and he passes wind. One explanation. Another is, he does so deliberately due to his evil nature and hatred for the adhan. Due to the hatred for that adhan, he does so. Another explanation given by ulama is he intends to oppose the purity of salah with that which is impure. So therefore, when the time that adhan is called out, he does this. So here we see that this, today's hadith we find that the effect and the power of the adhan, so powerful Allah Ta'ala has made the adhan. That's why you find that very often people like to object to the adhan. Even in Muslim countries also now, there is a rule on the level of the sound of the adhan. Na'udhu billah, Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us. Such a beautiful call, such a powerful call. But they also realize that this call is such a powerful call, it will go against the tradition of promoting modernism in our countries, etc. So therefore we have to restrict the volume of the adhan. In some places that volume of the adhan can't go even more than 25% or 50% to what it was originally. In other words, reduce that volume of the adhan, reduce the sound of the adhan. And therefore we find in the hadith, yesterday's hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that it should be called out in a loud voice. Let this adhan go as far as it can reach. Not that we must be unduly careful about the neighbors, etc. But as loud as possible that we can give the adhan, we should give. For there isn't anything that hears the adhan except that it will testify for that person on the day of Qiyamah in favor of that person. So therefore adhan is something that we should be excited about. We should be take out the due time and answer the adhan and make it a point of reciting the dua after adhan also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Let us not lose this opportunity of gaining maximum reward. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Come early for the Jummah Salah. If we start preparing from now mentally, inshallah we'll be early for the Jummah Salah. And also take out time before Maghrib Salah to try and engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.